Hello, everyone. Can you guys hear me properly? Nice, perfect. Yeah, today I wanted to start your presentation with quite a bold claim, I would say, that your web app is taking up too much RAM, and we could fix it. And this like comes from a thing that I noticed recently, and is that if you look at your Chrome browser, you can see that if you hover over the tab, you will see that the Chrome is now starting, at least since a while, to tell users the memory usage of your app. Which, like, if you look at most applications, such as, for example, GitHub, even while looking at a pretty big diff, the memory usage is not that bad. Yeah, like, I mean, 122 megabytes were a lot in the 2000, but, like, now it's not as much. But if you look at other websites that maybe are a bit more expensive, such as Airbnb, you can see that if we load a pretty big page, the memory usage goes way up. Like, we're talking about half a gig of RAM being used by the browser. And what I was wondering, like, is it our fault? Is it the browser? What's in that memory that is being used? And we can find out how much of that is actually used by the JavaScript virtual machine, by our variables, our functions, and our code. And the way of doing that, it's by opening the DevTools, and there is a special tab called Memory. And you can see for each JavaScript virtual machine that is running, you can see how much memory is it taking up right now. Which in case of Airbnb, it was like 111 megabytes, which is like, it's not much, but it's starting to be quite a bit, especially when GitHub was like 10 megabytes compared to that. And then maybe you look at some more extreme examples, such as here I purposefully stress test Notion by loading up quite a big table. And we went into 1.4, 1.5 gigabytes of RAM used just by JavaScript variables. And that was quite wild, because like, if you think about it, that's a lot. That's a lot for a web page. And also there are even worse examples, or I would say more difficult examples, like the product that I'm currently building. And I'm building this web-based tool called Flux, which is a tool for designing electronics on your browser. And it is quite complicated, because like, electronics is made up by a lot of different parts. And it's built using TypeScript, React, 3JS, React Refiber. So like, we use a bunch of technologies and also a bunch of abstractions to make our life easier. And that had an effect on us. In fact, because like, we wanted to be able